Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Coming up later, we'll hear how Hartwood Owls helped a local photographer take one of the top prizes in this year's Countryfile Photograph of the Year competition. But before that, you might have been watching the London Marathon at the weekend and thought how you'd like to take part in a big sporting event with lots of people. You know, doing something a bit challenging, encouraging each other with that great spirit of camaraderie and raising money for some great causes. Well, your luck's in, because on Sunday the 4th of May, it's this year's St Albans Charity Cycle Ride. It's organised by the three Rotary Clubs of St Albans, and this could just be the encouragement you need, perhaps, to start a summer of cycling. Well, I spoke to Christine Thompson, who chairs the St Albans Charity Cycle Ride Committee, to find out a bit more. Christine, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, if listeners haven't heard, just generally speaking, what's the St Albans Charity Cycle Ride? What's it all about?
The St Albans Charity Cycle Ride is an annual event which is organised by the three Rotary Clubs of St Albans. And we raise money for chosen charities, which we've done every year now for quite a few years. It's a huge event. It's extremely well organised. The Rotarians all come together and they work together throughout the year to make sure this is a fabulous event for the community to participate in.
Lovely. Okay. So it's a cycle ride. The routes of different lengths of this, where do they go roughly?
Yes, we've got routes for different people's abilities. We have a 10-mile, 20, 30 and 40-mile. So we have some people that take part that are fantastic cyclists, very fit, you know, thoroughly enjoy being out there in the countryside. Yeah. And we have those that are families that are just wanting a day out, just take it slowly, take it easy, have a lovely day out. It's open to everyone and it's a great fun.
Yeah, and as you say, the course goes sort of up through Simon's Hyde,
yeah,
or as far as sort of the countryside south of Hitchin if you take on the one of the longer routes. So it is,
yes,
through lovely countryside, isn't it?
I'm
always astounded actually, but we forget how lovely the Hertfordshire countryside is, don't we?
And it's
very nice indeed. So you said it's a huge event. Roughly how many people take part?
Well, we have between 1,200 and 1,500 people that take part most years, so we are expecting a good turnout again this year. Yes, we registration for this event has actually opened, and certainly we're on target for somewhere in those kind of numbers.
Excellent. Okay then, so as you say, there's a different length of ride to suit most people. Do you need a particular kind of bike to enter? You know, is it sort of competitive in that way? Do you need to have a fast bike or anything?
No, you can have any. A bicycle is fine. It just needs to be in good working order.
Right.
Modern bikes tend to be quite reliable, but I would suggest that if you need to get it out the garage and dust it down and check your tyres, that would be a good thing to do.
Yes.
The only kind of competitive kind of thing to this cycle ride is that actually it's how much money you can raise for charity. So it's not a race, but it's about how much money we can raise for charity and enjoying ourselves at the same time.
Excellent. So just a bit of competitive element there, but just to see how much money you can raise for those wonderful causes. Okay, so going back to the cycling part, some people are quite nervous cyclists. Is this the kind of event that they could take part in?
Yes, it's all the cycling is done on public roads. It's very, very well marshalled. So, you know where to turn left and where to turn right.
Yeah.
And if you did get into any problems, we do have a service where we come and pick people up and take them back to the start if there was a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, that's good to know, isn't it? I did notice, I mean, some of the roads are quite busy, roads like Sandpit Lane. Isn't that a little bit dangerous, incorporating crossing roads like that into an event like this?
Well, we have run this this cycle ride for a number of years. All of the cycling is done on public roads. Most of the paths and cycle routes are done on quiet lanes. And then on the more major routes, where there's a left-hand turn, that's obviously safer. Any right-hand turns of any significance, or we have extra marshals on, and we may have a traffic management system in place as well.
Right.
So we do endeavour to keep it as safe as possible.
Okay. And with that in mind, is it appropriate for children?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a lovely day out, really. We have a lot of entrants from families who may do the 10-mile one, and we have a selection of kind of modes of transport. Sometimes they're attached to their parents' bikes at the back.
Yes.
Sometimes they cycle on their own. So, yes, it is suitable for children so long as they're accompanied.
Lovely. And the atmosphere, is it a generally sort of supportive atmosphere for people who aren't quite so confident, that sort of thing?
Definitely. It's a lovely atmosphere. It's a lovely day. We have everybody's there with their bicycles, with their helmets on and with their gear. And we have people on the site at Oakland College to repair any bikes should there be any little problems. And we have, you know, refreshments, and we have we'll have music on site during the day. So it's a lovely day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually, if you were thinking of starting your summer of cycling, this is a lovely event to do it at, isn't it? As you say, lots of people, supportive atmosphere, help if you have a mechanical problem, nice quiet roads and beautiful countryside. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so just looking at the other aspects of this bike ride, this is completely run by the Rotarians, like you say. Do they do all the marshalling as well? I mean, that must be quite a big effort for you.
It is. We have approximately 70 marshals. Very, very many of them are Rotarians. We pull on and draw on the other clubs. So Hitchin, do support us up there. And Stevenage and all the different clubs around the area do come together and support this event. So, all the checkpoints are marshalled. Every year we get feedback from people and just say how wonderfully well organised the event actually is.
Yeah, which is, from my experience of it, not just well organised, but also all the marshals are very cheerful.
Oh, yes.
It's to say that they're standing there for a long time, aren't they? Sometimes in slightly chilly weather. No, they're really very supportive and cheerful. And you managed to achieve great things with this. Not only did you get lots of people out there on their bicycles, but last year you raised somewhere around £60,000 for your chosen charities. Can you raise money for other charities as well? Say, for instance, you saw the London Marathon and thought, oh, yes, I'd like to raise money for, I don't know, something in particular.
Yes, you can. What you can do is, if you'd like to enter a team or even just on your own and raise sponsorship for your own charity, what we ask you to do is we actually ask you to let us know how much money was raised.
Yes.
So that in the total, we have an idea of how much we've raised in total that go to charities kind of in the area. But yes, that's absolutely fine. That's something that we've opened more recently to encourage people to participate.
Super. And this year, would you like to tell us what the charities are that you'll be supporting with the money raised this year?
This year, we have three charities that have been chosen by the clubs in St Albans. We've got Hearts Action on Disability, which is a charity that helps older and disabled people lead a more independent life. We have Home Start, which supports young families by volunteers going in and just offering a bit of support with the daily challenges that you have when you're a young parent, helping you cope and improve your confidence. And the third charity this year is Youth Talk. And this is a free and confidential counselling service for young people between the age of 13 and 25 who live, work or attend college or school in the district of St Albans. So they're all very local headline charities.
Really,
for this year.
Really local, but really worthwhile as well.
Definitely.
So you can feel that not only when you're cycling along, not only is it doing you good, but also you're benefiting some really great causes there as well.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine there's anybody listening who doesn't now immediately want to enter. So how do they do that?
The best way to enter into the Rotary cycle ride is to go onto the internet and to look up SACCR, which is St Albans Charity Cycle Ride 2017, and you'll find the application forms and all the admissions information on that site, and that links in very nicely to our Just Giving page. So anyone that wants to sponsor you and support you can actually just do that on the internet as well, which is a great help for a lot of people.
Super. Well, it sounds like it couldn't be easier. Christine, thank you very much indeed for coming in to tell us about that. And we hope that the sun shines down on a yet another successful cycle ride.
Definitely. Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And now I was talking to Christine Thompson, who is the chair of the Rotary Committee that is organising the cycle ride. And I'll make sure that you can find all of the information on how to enter the cycle ride on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. Now, if cycling isn't your thing, then also on the 14th of May is Walk to Church Day. You might perhaps have been inspired by the crowds on the Easter Monday pilgrimage, all walking to the Abbey, which was a fantastic event, very well supported. Now, this is being run by the Diocese, by St Albans Diocese, and Helen Hutchison, the Diocese Environment Officer, says that people of all faiths, not just Christians, everybody are all invited to join in. And if you do join in, then she says, please, please, can you take some photos and can you share them with her? So I'll put her email address on the blog on the Environment page of the Radio Rowland website so that you can do that. Now, if you've ever seen the Countryfile photos of the year, you'll know that only the most amazing shots get anywhere near the podium. So when I tell you that the photos of short-eared owl that Ron Baber took at Hartwood Forest has been selected as a runner-up, you'll know that it's a very special shot indeed. Now, Ron wasn't able to talk to us about his success, but he did email me with the details. And you can tell that good photos don't happen by chance. So this is what he said. He said, "This was my second visit to Hartwood to try and see the short-eared owls there. My previous visit was a few days prior and resulted in some decent views and some sort of okay photos, and I was hoping for much more. I hadn't previously had any decent views of the short-eared owls in flight, so I was hoping to put that right. That was my target, to get some decent views. Photos are always a bonus." He says, "I'd had a heart attack just a month before my visit, and the walk up to the viewing area took a while, especially on a cool, breezy November day. But as it turned out, it was well worth the effort. The doctors had told me to get a bit more exercise, but I'm not necessarily sure that's what they had in mind. In all, there were perhaps three or four short-eared owls flying at the same time, all hunting different parts of the meadow, but coming together at times, which caused a few tiffs, but it's generally good for viewing and photographing, as they concentrate on each other and become less wary of people watching them perform. And my goodness, they do perform. The owls generally don't come that close, and my camera equipment, whilst it's good, it isn't great in cloudy weather, and especially not great at distance objects. The image details on the photos I took shows that the owls were actually over 50 metres away. Now, I watched the owls flying for a while with only a few distance shots, but I had noticed one owl returning to the same area on several occasions, so I moved slowly round to that area. I was the only person there, and I took a chance and sat down and hoped that the owl would return. My patience was rewarded after about 20 minutes when the owl returned to the area, and a few minutes later came in a bit closer, allowing some better shots. I turned at the edge of the meadow and the owl flew straight at me for about 10 seconds, during which time I managed to get the shot. And what a shot it is. Ron has really kindly allowed me to share a few of the shots that he took with you on that day. And take a look on the Environment page of the Radio Rowland website and you can see them there. I mean, they are a fantastic reminder of how lucky we are to live close to Hartwood and how important it is for so many wonderful creatures like these short-eared owls. Do take a look, because these photos are stunning. OK, so we've got a few events coming up for you. The first of which is the Transition St Albans Open Food Gardens, which open on Saturday. First one of the year, Saturday, 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. This one is at 104 Marshallswick Lane. You remember that the Open Food Gardens is basically an opportunity for you to go and see what people who live close to you are growing in the way of fruit and veg in their gardens. So you can see how they've done it, share a few tips, and perhaps sort of think how you might be able to do something similar in your garden. It's a completely free thing. You can turn up for as long as you want to. No dogs, but guide dogs are okay. As I say, that's Saturday 3 till 5, at 104 Marshallswick Lane. Everybody welcome to go along. Okay, and there's an event at the University of Hertfordshire coming up that also might interest you. To celebrate 21 years of their MSc in Environmental Management, the University of Hertfordshire are holding a public event at their Bayfordbury campus on the 17th of May at 6:45. Now, the evening will start with a talk by a number of alumni on environment management and business and end with a bat walk guided by Dr. Chantal Helm, who you might remember talked to us a few weeks ago on Environment Matters about the new atlas of mammals, reptiles and amphibians in Hertfordshire. Remember, she was looking for your sightings of house mice. Now, she has a wealth of knowledge on bats and it promises to be a really great event. It's a free event and I'll put the details on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website so that you can book your ticket for that. As I say, that's on the 17th of May at 6:45 over at the Bayfordbury campus of the University of Hertfordshire. And that promises to be a really good event. Now, you can find all this information from all the things I've spoken about on today's programme on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website, where you can find also information from previous programmes. So things like Chantal Helm telling us about the Atlas of Mammals, Reptiles and Amphibians. You'll find that there as well. Loads of things that might interest you. You'll also find the podcast from today's show where you can listen to it at your leisure. Now, we always like to hear from you. You can tweet us at rv_environment. You can email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. Next week, we're going to hear from Luxane Tolbans. They'll be back to tell us how their work developing ideas for the development of the Centre of St Albans is receiving plaudits from the planning world and what's happened to those ideas. Now, you remember we spoke back before Christmas to them about the charrette that they ran, and we'll find out why that was so special, how it's been rewarded and what's happening to all the ideas that they gathered during those 3 days. That should be really interesting. Anyway, until next week at the same time, thank you for listening.